Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 4 of The Flash, entitled Going Rogue, as well as Season 3, Episode 4 of Arrow, entitled The Magician.
Why is it called The Magician?
Actually, I have no idea. Why is it called... Did we miss something?
The only thing I can think of is that Merlin... Oh, because Merlin, as in, like, Merlin the Magician... It's like an Arthurian legend, and he did like he like threw that powder down and disappeared. it's still I think it is a reference to Merlin, but that's still an odd choice. Well, anyway, so usually what we do in these episodes is we start off with news, but because we've been doing a podcast every day, we don't have much news, so we're gonna get
We're all newsed out from yesterday.
Yeah. All right, so let's get
so
right
let's
into.
Let's just get into it. Okay.
Yeah, Flash.
I really liked it.
Yeah, me too. Favorite episode so far.
Favorite Flash episode, yeah.
Yeah.
I would give it an A minus as well.
Yep.
I think, yeah.
We both gave it an A minus. And I am actually, I do want to say, I don't know if we've ever said it out loud, but I'm doing it on a system that has A plus. So I don't think it's like amazing, but I think it was definitely the best we've had.
Yeah,
so far.
Actually, I take A plus into consideration too.
Yeah.
Like what episode of TV in general would you consider an A plus? Would that be like Ozymandias from Breaking Bad? Would that be an A plus for
that
you?
That would definitely be an A plus. Speaking in superhero terms, I'd probably make the finale of Arrow season 1 an A plus.
When Tommy died?
Yeah, I'd probably do that. I don't know if there's any episode of Shield. I don't think Shield ever got to an A plus level for me, but.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, but Flash. Okay. So there's just so much fun stuff. Like, pretty much, they were firing on all cylinders. I loved almost everything. Let's talk about Felicity.
I really liked her, and I don't know. I mean, you know I like her.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see her with a different group of people and how she interacts with them. And though I do think she has... I mean, maybe I only think this because that's what we're used to, but
yeah.
I do think she has more chemistry with the other group, with Diggle and Roy and stuff. But I can definitely see her fitting in here, too, in the sense that they're all, like, really smart.
Yeah.
Whereas in like, Oliver's group, she's the only smart one, and everyone else is action-y.
So, I thought it was interesting. I was watching Flash with my dad, and my dad doesn't watch Arrow. And so he didn't know Felicity at all, and he still seemed to like her a lot more than the other women on the show. So that's cool that I got to see that she does still work, even if you don't have the backstory of Arrow. So that was cool. She was really funny this episode. I also just liked how she, like, actually played important roles and sort of teaching Barry lessons about, you know, how to interact with his team and talking to the team about how they have to stand by their hero and stuff. It was, you know, so I think she had a pretty cool function. Now, how do you feel as far as shipping goes?
Shipping?
Yeah, as far as Alicity versus Barry Alicity.
Okay, so this, unfortunately, because I'm going to just say unfortunately,
yeah.
I really think that it's going to be like Felicity and Oliver belong together and Barry and Iris belong together.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think they're in the same place in their lives. And
yeah.
I think that's why they click so well, because they're both each other's number twos.
Mm.
But so I think they have that in common. I mean, they mentioned that in the train, but like they both have that in common. So it's interesting to see that. And I think they have good chemistry.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the acting or really the attraction.
Mm.
But when they're together, I can tell that they're each other's number twos.
Yeah.
Like, at least.
I'm torn. I think I might ship her and Barry more. Even though I don't think it's going to happen. But I think I personally kind of like it a little bit more. Just because it's like, I don't know, Oliver is so dark and upsetting, and I don't know, it just, I guess it is the opposites attract thing, that does make sense. So they mentioned that, but I don't feel like Iris is necessarily Barry's opposite, but...
Well, she's an opposite in the sense that he makes those, like, nerdy jokes,
yeah.
And he's into, like, science and stuff, and she's like... What is she even into? Do we know what she's into?
Okay, she's the opposite in that he's cool and she isn't.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, we're nerds, okay?
Yeah.
So for our definition, he's cool. But even, like, other people's definitions, I don't see how she's cool.
Yeah, because she's literally just, like, graduate student that is suddenly into conspiracy theories.
I
So,
just hate that character.
yeah, I'm just, I don't.
She's like Barbara 2.0, or like, well, actually, I hate Barbara more, but she's the second.
Yeah, it's like my dad keeps talking about, I don't know if you ever watched Smallville, but he really thinks Iris seems a lot like Lana on Smallville.
What, did you not like Lana?
I liked Lana at first, and then she got progressively worse with time.
Oh, don't say that about Iris. I can't imagine getting worse.
Yeah. So, moving on from Felicity, Captain Cold was a big
I
pro for
loved
me.
him. I love that actor because
Yeah,
he's in
he's
from
awesome.
Prison Break, and like he has ex like you can tell he's a good
Yeah,
actor.
definitely.
I definitely liked him. I'm excited to see him again, and I know that he's you said he's one of Flash's bigger enemies,
Yeah.
so we'll see him a lot, and I'm curious to know. I mean, I hope it's more than just him using that gun. I mean, I want him to do more than that. Like it was fun to see that now, but I don't want to just see him do that every episode I see
So,
him.
yeah, so I will tell you, so this episode's called Going Rogue, and Flash has a group of villains called the Rogues, led by Captain Cold, and so he's going to be, like, this leader who's gonna, like, build up a group of people, so that's you seeing sort of his first recruit at the end of the episode is this
Who was
character.
the recruit? It was Firestorm?
No, Heat Wave.
Heatwave.
So that's at the beginning of the episode when they're going through the different kinds of guns. They talk about this heat gun, and so he was giving Heatwave the heat gun.
Heatwave the heat.
Well, Heat Wave isn't Heat Wave yet, but yeah. So that's interesting. I like the idea of him. We haven't really seen on Arrow like a team of villains team up against Ollie, really. Aside from unless you're talking about like henchmen from Deathstroke kind of thing. But this is like gonna be like a five guy team versus the Flash eventually. So that's gonna be kind of fun.
Oh, and they're probably gonna have Ollie come and help.
Yeah, probably. And then. So, okay, so a couple things that I liked about Captain Cold. I really loved A I in general I love that Cisco is actually naming all the villains their like villain name. And then I really loved like how he reacted when Cisco called him Captain Cold because he was just like I like that but like I don't want to admit that I like that kind of thing.
Also, I think the actor who plays Captain Cole is really hot.
Fun fact for the
Except,
audience.
get it? He's really hot.
Oh, I get it. I get you on that. Hopefully Heat Wave will be hot too.
No, he's too cold. He's a cold guy.
I put his little note here. So we have Heat Wave and Captain Cold. I wonder if we're gonna get Heat Wave and Captain Cold versus Firestorm and Killer Frost.
Is that something that's
I
like.
well, Killer Frost is usually a villain, so I don't know, but it seems like that makes sense in this universe.
How are they going to make her into a. I kind of want them to find a way to do that.
Yeah, me too.
Even though I know that you want to see more of her and she turns into a villain, she's eventually going to have to like get defeated. I mean, I hope they keep her good for a while. It's not something I want like right now. Like I want to.
I think it would be cool if they could find a way to make her sort of like an anti-hero, Catwoman kind of thing. That way you could kind of keep her around. Maybe she's not like evil, but she's not really like.
Like she helps when she there's a reason like when it's going to benefit her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you do that with the character as they currently are, but.
No, some big stuff has to happen for
Yeah.
that change.
Other things that I really liked in this episode were the visuals. I think the whole train sequence near the end was crazy awesome.
Yeah, I love this episode
Yeah.
so much.
Yeah, it's pretty much just me just saying everything's awesome. I also really liked the whole thing of Cisco being the one who made the gun, because that's a, I mean, Cisco isn't nearly as a big deal in the comics at this with Barry, so he's not usually the one who makes the gun, but I think that worked really well.
Yeah.
And I put as a little note here, he's Batman, meaning just that he, Batman is known for, you know, being paranoid and making fail-safes of how to defeat all the other heroes in case they go off the deep end. And so I thought it was kind of cool that he was like, oh, what if we can't trust Barry? We need to have some sort of fail-safe. I think that was an interesting idea.
I agreed with that, and Flash wasn't thinking straight when he heard that. I don't know, like I always thought that he was a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
And like they have no idea how maybe like yeah it makes him faster maybe like the particle accelerator or whatever is going to make him crazy later like they don't
Yeah.
know like they don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about it that way. So I put as a con in this area that I felt like the whole drama with that thing, with him not trusting him and everything, was resolved really easily. Did you agree with that, or? It seemed like something that could have lasted a few episodes, like a little bit.
Yeah, I could have seen more of that.
Yeah, just like more lingering tension about it, and just because I do agree, like Felicity kind of points out that like you guys just got thrown together, like you have to build up this friendship and this trust, and I agree with that, and I feel like they were like that. It was a good idea to sort of create this tension, and then they're gonna deflating the tension really quickly. But I'm still glad it happened. So what did you think about the whole Wells being angry at Sisko and
That
sort of
was interesting. Like, we know that he's a
something?
bad, well, I don't want to say bad guy, but like a killer. But that was the first time he showed the group that he's like an angry person. I think, at least, am I wrong?
I don't know how you're supposed to take it. I think you're supposed to take it that he actually is angry, but he's such a manipulator that you don't even know. First of all, I think he actually was angry, but why was he angry is the bigger question. Like,
Because he put Flash in danger.
yeah, so do you think that means that it's just because he needs Flash okay to until a certain time when he's going to use him, or do you think he actually in some sort of twisted way is actually trying to protect him?
I don't know why. I think he's future Flash.
That would be so crazy. I mean, I could I
Like
I'm
there has to be like something symbolic about the fact that he's pretending he can't walk. Because like
That's
that's what
true.
Flash is, right? Like the feet thing. Like, I just have a feeling it is, which would be interesting.
I also wouldn't be super surprised if it was like his son or something.
Well, the thing is, I remember in the first episode when he looks at the article and he like Flash disappears or whatever. I think he has that article and he disappeared because he went back in time, which is where he's now. And I don't know. Maybe Flash eventually turns evil, or I don't know, something happens, so he goes back in time. It's like a Terminator kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, I could be completely wrong. That I mean, like it would be a hard storyline to pull off, but maybe.
I mean, I have some theories here and there based on comics, but he also isn't really, he's kind of a curveball as far as the comics go. So I don't really know what he's doing. So I am very interested to see where they go with that.
Oh, another thing that we saw is that something was going to happen to Barry Allen, right? He was looking at the footage. So that's why I think he knows everything that's going to happen. And I wonder if maybe Sisko's actions were different than what happened in his past or something,
Well,
and that he
that's
thought he
the,
was.
so I was okay. So he's mad that the gun got out, and so I'm thinking, so if he's from the future, he knows that Captain Cold is like a big thorn in Flash's side. So does he not want Captain Cold to exist, or was it that it wasn't the
Well, the
right
thing is, like, if he
time,
didn't
or
want him to exist, then he would have gone back in time and been like, "Hey, I mean, actually, no, he did t say that he told Sisko not to make weapons, right? So maybe he just thought that
But
it,
wouldn't
I don't
you like if he really didn't want Captain Cold around, wouldn't you think that the final scene of the episode would have been him going and killing Captain Cold? So I don't really know.
Who would kill Captain Cold? That guy?
Wells, yeah, I mean
Wells could never kill Captain Cold.
He killed the other guy, and if
Yeah,
he
but that was at a surprise. The
Yeah,
guy
but we
thought he was a
also
cripple.
we don't know what Wells,
I'm
I
mad. Yeah,
mean
Captain Cold is gonna be like, oh, he's a cripple. I mean,
Well,
like,
no, but we don't know if Wells has powers or anything. If I mean,
oh,
especially if
what if he
he's,
is Flash? Like one
yeah.
day he's gonna get off that thing and run, and everyone's gonna be like, what the hell just happened?
On top of it all, I just think Wells, the actor who plays Wells, is just really awesome. I love
Yeah.
watching him.
No, but like, the part where he's looking at the camera footage, I really think there's the he knows, right? He knows he wasn't just randomly looking randomly at that footage, right? It wasn't like was Barry Allen a specific
He was like a
room?
target kind
Yeah,
of thing,
so either he's a guy, I'm thinking maybe it could be like he wanted specific people to get, I don't know, but how he wouldn't have been able to control like the water spilling or whatever it was. So that's why I think he's from the future.
I definitely think he's from the future. I just don't know if he's necessarily Flash from the future.
Maybe, yeah.
But we should move on. Other things that I really liked in this episode were the humor. I love the whole opening with the ping pong and chess and operation. And then I also loved the scene in the car with Eddie and Joe with turning on the radio and When a Man Loves a Woman coming on and then Let's Get It On coming on.
I realize I like Eddie, when he's with Joe.
Me too.
But I don't like Eddie when he's with Iris.
Yeah, see, like, I thought, okay, so one of my other cons this week is sort of just like the continuing thing of the whole Eddie Iris drama, except that I agree, Joe and Eddie sort of elevated this episode.
Yeah, no, I love the car scene with the songs,
Yep.
though it's kind of cliche. I've seen it happen in a couple of movies.
Yeah. But it was still like, it was because the show is like sort of humorous, but not necessarily comedic. That was like such a comedic moment that it really caught me off guard,
Yeah,
in
no,
a
I
good way.
agree. I like
Yeah.
that, and I don't know, like, I know that you said that Eddie eventually turns evil,
Yeah.
but like right now he just seems so kind of like, I don't say innocent, but yeah, innocent and like careful and like really
Yeah.
wants Joe to be okay with it, and
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
no, I like Eddie right now. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was, so there's an Easter egg in there. So there's the Kondak Dynasty Diamond, and for those that don't know, Kondak is the home of Black Adam, who was Shazam's arch nemesis, who was cast. I think The Rock is playing Black Adam in the movies. But just referencing that place is kind of a big deal because, I mean, it's saying that exists in this universe. I don't know if they'll ever go down that route, if they'll have some Shazam characters in this, but that's really cool to think about.
I wonder if they like just put all these Easter eggs because they want to create like possible opportunities to
Yeah.
create these worlds and create these cities or whatever, just in case if they need new ideas. Like
Yeah.
not necessarily like they kind of put them all out there and maybe they'll pick and choose in the future.
Well, yeah, like even in the Arrow episode this week, they also mentioned Ferris Air, and again, Ferris Air is Green Lantern works at Ferris Air, so you know,
That
lots of
would
little
be
things like
actually
that.
I could on a side note, I could see them having a Green Arrow show.
You mean Green
Green
Lantern?
Lantern, sorry, not Green. Yeah,
I
I could see a Green Arrow show. Yeah, I think that would
That
work.
might work. I'm not sure. All right, let's want to move on to Arrow.
Wait.
Yeah.
I just want to mention another con that you mentioned
Yeah.
here. Those stupid cold puns, like all the
Yeah.
cold, like it's so cool. Like they said it like 5 times. I'm like, okay, guys, we got it.
Yeah,
Like
no.
it was exactly what you said. It was a lot like Gotham in the
Yeah.
sense that they purposefully mentioned cool and
Yeah.
cold and all these things, and I'm like,
Especially at the very beginning, like when he isn't ha he's not even Captain Cold yet, so it was like le letting you know this guy's the one, he's Captain Cold. And just like yeah, I know that was dumb.
and then we both agree that we don't care about Iris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Iris fans, but she's just so one-dimensional.
Yeah. No,
Anyway.
not a fun character. Did actually enjoy the whole scene with in the trivia
Yeah,
night.
I did enjoy
Yeah.
that too. I was just about to say that. That
Yeah.
was I liked that double date
Yeah,
actually,
that
and
was fun. I feel like Iris, if she was just playing the best friend, I could deal with her a lot more. If he wasn't in love with her, I think I'd like the like her character more, you know?
yeah, actually, you know what? It's a good point. I
Yeah.
don't really like her as his love interest.
Yeah. All right, Arrow.
Okay, I would give it a yeah, I'd give it a B also.
Yeah, we both gave it a B. As so, Flash was at its best this week. I think Arrow was the worst of the season, in my opinion. And I
Actually,
don't.
Arrow was the worst in probably like
A
at least a
while.
season and a half.
Yeah, and I don't think it was like terrible. I don't want people to think we like hated it, but it just didn't grab me. And it's like my biggest con that I put was just that it was so action focused and predictable this week. There just wasn't much character stuff. It was just like thing to thing to thing to thing, and didn't really work that well for me. But do you want to go over some pros before we get into the negatives?
Yeah, so one thing is that I did enjoy those badass fights.
Yeah.
You wrote the costume. Oh, and they're all in costume,
Yeah.
right?
I mean,
No, there was.
I love the costume design on this show, I want to
I
say.
loved Lance's comment actually, and he was like, "Oh, I almost didn't recognize you without your Halloween costume." Like, I thought that was
Yeah.
funny because I mean, like, imagine like being a quote unquote normal person
Yeah.
and like just seeing people in like these weird outfits. You would think that they're like totally made sense. Yeah. What else? It was interesting. You wrote here to see Ra's al Ghul at the end.
Yeah, what did you think about his
I
introduction?
didn't want him to look like that.
Yeah, me either. I mean, is if the actor ends up being really good, I can let it go. But this sort of big reveal of him at the end fell flat for me because he doesn't look the way I want him to look.
Yeah, he didn't look badass enough.
Yeah, he looked like a uncle or something.
Yeah, maybe he's not Ra's al Ghul. Maybe they tricked us.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the guy that casts as the actor, but.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll be menacing in how he speaks or something. I don't know. We'll
And
see.
maybe his daughter seemed mad at him though, right? Because he was like, Sarah was never one of us. I wonder if that means she's gonna like still be on his side or.
I think for now, I mean, do you think it's possible that Roz is the one who did the killing? I have a new theory about who
I
killed.
think it's possible, but I really hope because it's not the most obvious
Yeah.
answer, but it's a one that
Is
it's
easily
like
guessed.
mediocre. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
mediocrely obvious.
Yeah.
Whereas actually, I know your theory,
Yeah.
and I think that that one would be more interesting,
Yeah, so
and it
my.
would change the show for good.
Yeah. So my big theory now is that Amanda Waller is behind Sarah's death, that she hired somebody else to do the actual dirty work. But I think it is a good way to sort of tie the flashbacks more directly to what's currently happening, and that it's just more interesting. It ties Diggle's storyline in a little bit more.
So, but the thing is, Sarah knew who was there, right? Because she wasn't
Yeah.
like, "Who are you?" She was like, "What are you doing here?"
That's really true. So she would have had to hire someone that she knew. So okay, but I do want to point, you said that Sarah knew who it was. So that's why the whole episode I was like, it clearly wasn't Malcolm, because she wouldn't react to seeing Malcolm in that way. She would immediately attack him or be on the defensive. So it has to be someone she somewhat trusts, right?
I wonder if, yeah, I don't know.
I don't.
It's gonna be a big sur- I have a feeling it's
Yeah.
gonna be a big surprise.
Yeah, people are going crazy places. People are being like, Tommy was brought back to life with the Lazarus pits, and
No,
I'm like,
but if it was Tommy, she wouldn't say, "What are you doing?" And she would
yeah,
say, "What the fuck? You're alive?" Like
yeah,
that would be the reaction, no? If you have
yes. So okay, here's the only other guess that I would have is that it's somebody. That they're gonna reveal a new character who's tied to Amanda Waller that Sarah knew, and that's who Amanda had killed. Because it's either that or it's Thea. There's nobody else left unless it was Roz himself.
I don't think Roz would travel to do
Yeah,
that.
I don't either. So I feel like.
Yeah, so maybe it's a new character that we haven't met yet.
Yeah, it has to. I think it kind of has to be. And I mean, at this point, I don't think it's Thea anymore. It just doesn't seem like it would work. But who knows?
Oh, but it's a good mystery. I like
Yeah.
that we don't
Yeah.
know.
It's definitely getting more complicated to guess it. Let's see, what else? So I liked seeing Nyssa and Merlin around again. Not
I love seeing Merlin.
Yep.
Nyssa is okay. Like, I like her in small doses. I wouldn't want her in every
Oh,
episode.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But I will say I appreciate that. I think that they are trying to handle the lesbian aspect in a way that's a lot more interesting than the way Gotham
Oh
tackled
my God.
it.
Actually, I was thinking about that too. You mean like they're just normal people who just happen to be like they were lovers, but
Yeah.
that's all, like it was just regular people rather than being like lesbian, like trying to
Yeah.
like so, I don't know, kind of
And it really is
put
about like.
negative attention to
Yeah,
it.
and it really is about like their love. Like he actually loves her in a way that's really like more believable to me, and it's not just about like the sex appeal of it in the same way. So, I don't
Yeah,
know.
no, I like it, and I feel like what you said earlier for about one of our Gotham podcasts is that
Yeah.
Gotham, I think, is having all that, lesbian love and romance and sex or whatever,
Yeah.
because they're doing it for the male audience.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, I feel like I would have to like go back and rewatch the first time they revealed that to really make a clear choice about how they handled it the first time, because I think it was sort of mostly like a shock. But I also do think that, Nyssa seems to really legitimately care about her, and that now there's no sex appeal because Sarah's dead and they're still dealing with it in a good way. I like the Detective Lance scene. I think that was a nice, sad scene. When he was calling Sarah, it's just
It was
depressing.
sad. It was sad. And I don't know what the right thing to do is to tell him or not tell him.
Yeah.
It's like I get the fact that they don't want him to like die from a heart attack,
Yeah.
but at the same time, he's their dad. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping that I never have to deal with anything like that, you know?
Yeah, no.
It's a hard choice.
On a sillier side,
Yeah, let's go back.
I liked that the sort of the mention of Ollie's prison on the island and sort of the implication that possibly Deathstroke might be out of there by now.
Oh, I would love to. I like
Yeah,
Deathstroke.
me too. All right, let's talk about the
Oh, God, I hate those flashbacks.
flashbacks.
Also, it just a lot of things don't make sense. Like, so why? So okay, Ollie doesn't want innocent people to die. I got that,
Yeah.
right? So he wants that little kid not to.
Yeah.
But like he doesn't want the little kid to be hurt, but he's hurting other people too. And at the end of the day, they're all strangers. It's not like
Yeah.
it's like his sister or brother or something. Like, so how did he choose that? Like, it's okay if these people die, but I don't want these people to die.
Yeah, well,
Like,
I agree. Okay, so it would be one thing if it was a one-time thing, right?
yeah.
If it was like, oh, I could either kill an old man or let a little kid die,
Yeah.
then that's a choice that I understand. But if it's like, I could either save this one family or kill all these people, like, say that you want them to kill people for like 10 years, how does
Yeah.
that work? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, I agree. I agree. No, if it's just one old guy and one kid, I agree with you. I would be
Yeah.
like, you know what? I'll do it. I don't want this kid to die. Like, I feel bad doing it, but
Yeah.
I have no choice. But I don't think she did that for maybe just, you know, for one kid. I think, I mean, maybe that's how what it's gonna end up being
Yeah.
because I don't know, but it's just wrong.
Yeah, and
I don't know.
also
He's just not
I
really
don't get
thinking.
why the wife supposedly hates Oliver when apparently he's doing all this to protect her and her kid. So like she should be very thankful to Oliver, shouldn't she?
Yeah. Also, I have a question. So, do
Yeah.
you think they have like tracers on their laptop at home?
That's a good
Like,
question.
couldn't they just be like Oliver, like email someone at home and he's rich. They put these people into protective custody and everyone leaves perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that what's Waller has like connections and stuff. Like, I
Yeah.
get that. But at the same time, like, if they really, the three of them, well, not the kid, but if the two of them work together, maybe they could find a different solution. But then, you know, it's one of those things
Yeah.
where the season would just end.
Yeah.
But
Well, the other thing is, so I don't know how they're gonna deal with Waller in the long run, because I remember last season, when season two, when they introduced both Argus, which is Waller's group, and they introduced the League of Assassins, and then they didn't really do anything with either of them. I was like, this is like making the world way too big for Oliver to deal with. Like, I don't understand how he could possibly take on a government organization of that size with that many men. It's basically like it's like Hawkeye taking on all of SHIELD. Like, it doesn't.
it's actually probably the same thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't really. I mean, I know. I guess Captain America took on all of SHIELD, but
But Captain America also has, you know,
powers.
non-human, but yeah,
Yeah.
supernatural, not supernatural, but yeah, just powers, fine,
Yeah.
powers.
Yeah.
But,
So I don't really know how he takes on, unless they find other good people within the government and they have sort of a rebellion or
are
something.
they gonna do like a Hydra shield thing again?
I don't know.
They're gonna find like bad people within the organization and try to get rid of them, the good people? Is that
Well,
what's gonna happen?
there was a whole thing called Hive that they mentioned briefly last season. I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
It's gonna be the same thing, isn't it? I just have a feeling.
I hope not. But moving on from that, let's talk about.
The fact that we kind of knew that Merlin didn't kill Sarah, so it wasn't like that big of a shock for us to like
Yeah.
get that clarified at the end.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like the characters didn't see Sarah's reaction, so it makes sense the characters didn't know. But for like as a viewer, it just sort of took the oomph out of it. And then I think my biggest issue with the episode was my last point that I have here, which is that Ollie just like lets Merlin go. He could have like crippled him or hurt him
Because at
permanently.
the end of the day, everyone else was right. Okay, so
Yeah.
what? He's the you're like, if Hitler was the father of your sister, you wouldn't say, "Oh, he's the father of my sister."
Yeah.
You'd be like, "He killed hundreds of people,
Yeah, including Tommy, which I feel like they're
including
totally.
his own son
Yeah.
and your best friend and like practically brother."
Yeah. Well, okay, so now my bigger issue, so I can understand maybe we even get to the level of, okay, he doesn't want to do the killing himself, right? But why would he tell Nyssa, I'm gonna stand in your way? Like, that's the thing, the whole part that the Diggle was trying to get through to him, which is like, oh, you don't have to do the killing yourself, but what's wrong with this assassin killing this awful person? It doesn't, you know, it's not
Yeah,
like.
so why is Ollie protecting him,
It's
Murph?
literally just because it's Thea's dad and he thinks it would upset Thea.
Okay, well, he's a completely idiotic idiot.
Yeah, it's totally just for the plot. It's because they need Merlin around for a while, and it just because, like I said, there's literally even if he wanted to protect, not kill him, he could have paralyzed him, and Theo would still have a dad, and Merlin couldn't do much. It doesn't make any sense. He could have broken his arm or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And yeah, you're right. They're just doing it to keep the actor around.
Yeah. What did you think of Laurel this week?
Oh God, she went back to being. I liked her like at the very end, and that was
Yeah.
it. I hated her. I want when she like random like everyone else is in like their outfits, and she walks in with that suit.
Yeah.
And she the and she's what did she say? She was like, "You like I don't know the way she talks to people is like
Yeah.
she's above them or she owns them or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just me."
I kind of blame the actress. I don't know. I feel like I like her sometimes, but I feel like this time it was like the lines she had weren't that bad, but the way she was delivering it was so like obnoxious.
Yeah,
And which might
maybe.
be a directing thing, I don't know, but it came off very like, 'cause I understood where I was like, I'm annoyed by her, but I don't want to be because I sort of get why she's feeling this way, right? Like we didn't
Yeah, no, it
agree.
makes sense that she would want this is the killer of her sister to die. Like,
Yeah.
but at the same time, for some reason, when she said that, it was pissing me off.
Yeah, it was obnoxious. And I also.
Like Nyssa wanted the guy to die too, but I didn't
Yeah.
feel like it was obnoxious.
Yeah, I agree. And then I also sort of had issues with the fact that I feel like Nyssa was repeatedly defeated really easily. And it just, I don't know if I want to go as far as to say it was like a bad gender role kind of thing, or if it was just like they needed her to lose. Because it just felt like she shouldn't lose that quickly to Malcolm repeatedly. I don't
Well,
know.
they did. They both did get training from the same place, to be fair,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like, though, when we first saw Nyssa, she was like a really formidable opponent.
Yeah.
So
Well,
it just.
in the real world, though, I mean, she's been affected by a big dramatic event in her life.
Yeah.
So maybe like the fit, like I don't
Yeah, and I mean, Merlin is
know.
one of the most deadly people we've ever seen on the show. So I'll give them
I would
that.
have loved to have seen a Deathstroke versus Merlin battle.
That would be really cool.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. Well, how do you think about Thea in general this episode?
Okay, you mentioned it here, and I'll just say it out loud. It didn't make sense why, like, okay, I would understand in front of Roy she didn't want to give it away,
Yeah.
but after Roy passed out, and she, like, why did she allow herself to get taken? Like, why didn't even she try? Like, I could kind of get like pretending she's all weak and at the right moment running away.
Yeah.
Maybe she never got to that right moment. I don't know. But at the same time, like I think they just kind of did it for the TV purpose, the viewer purpose,
Yeah.
for us to like one day it's gonna be like a big battle and everyone's gonna be shocked. I don't know.
Yeah.
They didn't want it to be
To
something
me,
small.
okay, the only, if you're gonna be like, if you're gonna really go for it, you can't explain it away in that she knew Oliver might come to save. Oh, but she doesn't even know Oliver's the Arrow.
Well, to our knowledge,
Yeah.
maybe she's keeping a lie too.
Yeah. If she knows Oliver is the Arrow, then it can maybe make sense that she doesn't want to blow her cover and that she trusts that Malcolm or Arrow will save her. But it was just a bummer. I wanted to see her do something. But and I
It's
also
also
it was a
yeah, go on.
bummer to me to see her back in that stupid bar too. Like I don't want to see her doing that again.
Yeah, it's also just weird for me that she calls him dad. I
Yeah.
know that he's her dad, but I mean, just the fact. Okay, so he was there for her for 6 months or whatever, 1 year. Whoop-de-doo-woo. Like, you had another father who was there for you. I don't know.
Yeah, we
It's
need.
weird for me.
I mean, I definitely think that if we never see more flashbacks to that time, that's a problem. Because I don't feel like what we saw was enough to get me to not believe that she's gonna call this mass murderer dad.
I think she's like what's the word? It's
Brainwashed,
not
kinda?
brainwashed. It was yeah. Well, that's true. Brainwashed is the right word.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah, I totally think she has that.
Yeah, I can see that a bit, yeah. All right, that's pretty much my feelings. Do you have anything else you wanted to say about the episode? Yeah, so
I
I mean,
think
I
it's good.
guess I hope next week is stronger. And I don't think this is a bad episode. I just think it was for Arrow, it wasn't its best.
And then, oh, we should mention that next week there is not going to be a Flash episode, and there will not be an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode.
But there will be Gotham and Arrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we will definitely do those episodes, and maybe if we have time, we'll do some sort of a special something. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll
Yeah.
see.
if we have something to talk about.
Yeah. So, if you want to contact us, you can do so by tweeting us at SSJPod.
Or you can email us with your comments, questions, criticisms, anything that you want at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com.
And check out our blog at smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. Check us out on iTunes to rate, review, or subscribe to us. We would be very thankful. And have a flash of a day.
See you in the flash.
There you go.